Wednesday. Today is November the 20th, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, now that Congress is back in session, there's a lot of work to be done. Questions remain, though. Will they tackle a farm bill in the lame duck session? And what about disaster aid when it comes to those areas that have definitely been suffering? We're going to take a look at that and more after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants. Simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Well, questions about the farm bill making agricultural headlines. One of those is the farm bill or disaster aid on the table for agriculture to pass before the end of the year. Congress is expected to return to Washington for a lame duck session, with Republicans debating just how much they want to get done before President-elect Donald Trump's inauguration. The big issue for Congress will be passing another government spending bill. Congress has not hammered out a full budget for fiscal year 25, which began back in October, and the current budget deal expires on December 20th. The Washington Post reported yesterday that lawmakers are looking at passing another budget extension, the same as they did a year ago, and that would run until March. That would allow time for both the new administration and Congress to start planning before passing the annual spending bill. Now, for farmers, the farm bill is still out there with no definitive rally cry demanded that Congress complete the bill right now. Senator John Bozeman from Arkansas is expected to be the chairman of the Senate Ag Committee next year. He said that getting the farm bill done is top priority, but time will press lawmakers during the lame duck session. Senator Debbie Stabenow of Michigan is the retiring committee chair and has not yet weighed in on the possibility since the election. In the House, Representative Kat Kamick from Florida, a member of the House Ag Committee, said in a statement that a farm bill passed under Trump would be more favorable. I think we would get a better farm bill if we do it under the Trump administration, Kamak said. Representative Glenn G.T. Thompson from Pennsylvania, he's the chairman of the House Ag Committee, has not weighed in since the election. In the coming days, leaders of both the House and Senate will detail their priorities in the lame duck session. Now, as far as the disaster goes, lawmakers from states hit by Hurricane Helene and Milton were calling for more specific aid packages before the election. A disaster package in some form or another will likely come out of the lame duck session. And yesterday, the American Farm Bureau Federation's economic team highlighted that farmers have faced a gap of $20 billion in uncovered disaster losses going back to 2022. To date, only one-third of the 2022 uncovered losses from natural disasters have been addressed through ad hoc relief programs, and uncovered losses from 23 and 24 are still unaddressed, according to the American Farm Bureau's Market Intel report. Congress last authorized disaster aid for farmers at the end of 2022, which was $3.74 billion, but roughly $6.74 unfunded. That added to the controversy when USDA changed its disaster funding formula to pay out a higher percentage of aid to smaller farmers who were less likely to carry crop insurance. As a part of those farm bill discussions, Politico reported Republicans will look to roll back any unspent funds from the Inflation Reduction Act at USDA, which would equal roughly $13 billion in unspent conservation dollars designated for climate smart practices. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to change directions and talk a little bit about ag when it comes to climate change. It's taken well over a decade for ag to even be considered, let alone a major component of climate mitigation efforts in the context of the annual United Nations Climate Change Conference. USDA's Rod Bain tells us more.
Agriculture again will be a point of focus at this year's United Nations Climate Change Conference in Baku, Azerbaijan. And several U.S. representatives, including from the agricultural sector, will participate in COP29, the middle 2 weeks of November. A far cry, according to Ernie Shea from Solutions from the Land, from about 15 years ago.
I remember that very well because Secretary Vilsack was there, and we were both lamenting that agriculture wasn't even on the agenda hardly. We were convening off-site at a university talking about agriculture as a solution, yet the negotiators didn't even have agriculture on the agenda.
Fast forward from 2009 to today. Shea, along with Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack and others with the U.S. delegation at COP29, will be part of what is expected to be a robust discussion of farming and forestry as a climate solution.
So for COP29, the presidency this year has prioritized agriculture once again. They have a special initiative, I believe it's pronounced the Harmonia Initiative, that'll have a very strong focus on adaptation challenges, especially those faced by smallholders and women in developing countries. But agriculture will have its own day. It's November the 19th, and we'll be there with many other agricultural stakeholders sharing the good news that agriculture can deliver solutions.
The importance of public-private partnerships in not only sustainable agriculture implementation, but promotion as well, is not lost on Shea and other American farm leaders involved in such efforts.
We've been working not just with the Secretary's office, but with APHIS, with NRCS, with the Foreign Agricultural Service, with the Office of Chief Economist, and there are multiple touch points within these agencies that have benefited, we think, from our contributions, and we work together as a team where we're advancing a public-private sector solution platform that is much more robust than just USDA or the U.S. government showing up at a climate convention and offering solutions.
To summarize,
we're doing it to demonstrate that the entire value chain is on board here, because that's what is going to be required to meet these major challenges around climate change.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.